The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors. Keep on, keep on.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Sean Sayre here with you this morning. I'm live and local with you in our WTBR studios out here on Federico Drive. And good to have you aboard this morning. It's Thursday, November 7th, and waking up to another warm morning, really warm out there. We kind of got a second or a third summer out of this year. I don't know how we did that, but you know the snow is going to be flying at some point. It's going to happen. But so enjoy this while you can. I've got a great group here for you this morning to talk about the Oldies But Goodies show. And that show is happening, on Friday, November 15th and Saturday, November 16th over at Wacona Regional High School. That's benefiting Unico Pittsfield. And got a great group to talk about that. And we're going to ask all kinds of questions about what it's like to be in the Oldies But Goodies show and what kind of old and good it does. All kinds of fun stuff. We're going to talk to three great guys doing that. We'll have our weather forecast in just a moment. First, I do want to remind you about the WTBR one-day fundraiser, our radiothon as it is. So as Pittsfield prepared to open a brand new Taconic High School in 2018, there was a very real possibility that listeners in our community would lose WTBR-FM. Pittsfield Community Television stepped in to save the station after the community and local listeners refused to let this station go. And now the station hosts over 20 locally produced programs. However, acquiring this radio station was not cheap, and during our one-day on-air fundraiser, we're hoping to raise funds to continue our mission to provide a media platform that presents diverse, local, entertaining, informative, and educational programming. All right, the one-day on-air fundraiser will take place on Thursday, November 21st of this year from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we'll let you know that the Rock Box, which is our advanced donation opportunity, that is currently open right now at WTBRFM.com. So if you'd like to get your donations in advance, that will make the day that much easier. We really appreciate it. And thank you for your consideration of supporting Pittsfield Community Radio. All right, let's go on to our weather forecast now from the National Weather Service and see what we have in store today.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy with isolated showers this morning, then mostly sunny this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain 20%. Tonight, mostly clear. Much cooler with lows in the mid-30s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, sunny. Scattered showers in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. Temperature falling into the upper 40s in the afternoon. West wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Chance of rain 30%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, it sounds like we're going to have a little rain coming in as well, but still the warm temperatures. I think yesterday was a record day. It was around 77 degrees. Normal high temperature would be in the mid-50s, so my goodness, 20-plus degrees hotter in November. November. All right. Welcome back to Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR-FM. And I have with me some folks from the Oldies But Goodies show. We have here in our studio Fran Marinaro, Charles Redd, and Dennis Wixom. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Great, good. Great.
Doing well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about the show. And I'll just remind people that the Oldies But Goodies show, if you've ever seen it, it's a lot of fun, obviously. I know hundreds and hundreds of people over the years have come to see this show. This year it's over at Wacona High School in Dalton, and it's going to be opening on Friday, November 15th, and going through Saturday. So just that weekend, right? So let's talk first about the history of the Oldies but Goodies show, if we will, and just sort of talk about how it got started, what it has done over the years, how long has it been in existence, and I guess we'll go to Charles or Dennis for that. Go ahead, Charles.
Thank you. So I've been part of the Oldies but Goodies show since about 2001. You know, it was kind of a lot of the people that were involved in the show had done these types of shows for a long time. They decided to kind of revamp and bring up the Oldies again in 2001. I happened to get a call to see if I wanted to audition. I had been part of the, I did the Dalton Follies for a couple of years, and somebody referred me to the kind of the directors of the Oldies. So I went down and auditioned, and, you know, it went on from there. You know, Oldies, we're a charity show. We really, what we do is we raise money that stays right here in Berkshire County. And we've raised money for different organizations. We did my first 4 years with the Oldies was for the Jimmy Fund,
mm-hmm.
Where, you know, we probably raised over $100,000 for the Jimmy Fund in that 4 years.
Wow.
United Cerebral Palsy, or UCP, mm-hmm. was another organization that we worked with for a good 5 to 6 years. Mm. And again, you know, on average, probably about $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
We did 5 years for the Parade Committee. And now, you know, this is our second year in partnership with Unico.
Mm.
So, you know, for me, it's just been to be able to use your talent to make a difference in people's lives. That's, you know, that's what it means to me to do this show. And that's what it means to all the people that are really involved in this.
And so this year you're raising funds for Unico, which we're going to be talking a lot about Unico as well here in this hour. How do you go about selecting an organization if you worked with multiple different organizations over the years? There's so many good and deserving organizations doing some great work, and obviously the Oldies But Goodies show can bring some much needed funds to that. How do you choose among so many great candidates?
That's a good question. That I don't really have an answer okay. for. But, you know, I think, you know, the kind of our leader in the Oldies, who doesn't like to be mentioned, so I will be kind and not mention her name. But, you know, she really is in tune with the community and really reaches out and really talks to people. Oftentimes she asks me, you know, as my role in working with the health system, you know, have you seen or do you know any organizations that need help? And from there, you know, we just kind of connect, and then, you know, we offer our services to put on a show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you might know better, Fran, how the Oldies connected with Unico, but it's just really about connecting with those organizations that, you know, we think that we can help.
Mm-hmm. Fran?
Yeah, I think this year or last year, we were approached, and interesting enough, the weekend that Oldies was on last year was the same weekend as we had our Hall of Fame dinner, which is our monthly meeting, but it was the same night. And people had indicated that, we can't do two things at once. And I said, let's put on the brakes here. This is a great organization that does amazing work, and not to mention the fact that they raise a lot of money. So like the Oldies show, everything we do stays in Berkshire County.
Mm.
We're Unico Pittsfield, a national organization of Unico, but it's a Pittsfield branch, and everything we do stays here. So it was a no-brainer for us to kind of shuffle things around. So last year, literally, we had the Hall of Fame at Berkshire Hills, and we had we were working the Oldies at Wakona, and it worked out incredibly well. Mm. It worked out incredibly
nice.
Well. So.
Well,
yeah.
Charles mentioned talent that people can bring to bear to do something good, right? That's what this is all about. And Dennis, talk about how you got involved with the Oldies But Goodies show and what kinds of things you do with it. And sort of give us an overview of what people do when they join the group to participate in this.
Well, actually, my background goes back to we were speaking earlier about Bob Heck.
Yeah.
Bob Heck Entertainment, and I was a karaoke DJ for Bob Heck, and have sung karaoke in different venues, mm-hmm. you know, with different DJs around the city. And I was approached years ago by a friend of mine. Her name is Don LaPlante, who was a director for the Berkshire Old Time Review. And she asked, she said, "I want your voice in my show." I asked her if she had been drinking quite a bit that night. But, so I got involved with Berkshire Old Time Review, and we did quite a few shows. And, you know, it's kind of a community of people when you're you're out singing all the time and you really enjoy that. You know, they kind of draw you in. So, I mean, and they're friends for life because they're all wonderful people. Berkshire Old Time Review wasn't doing any shows, and I was contacted by I won't be kind, I guess. I will mention Peggy Bordeaux, who's our director. She's a wonderful director. I was contacted by her. I was recommended by several other people, I guess, that I've sung with before and been in shows with before, and she asked me to join. And I hesitated at first because I didn't know most of these folks, but then there were a few folks in the show that I did know, and and jumped right in, and very, very happy to do that. I get to sing on stage, and I'm not going to say talent out loud, but
well, now see, some people would be terrified of doing that, of getting up on stage and singing to a large group of people, right? And so it takes not only the talent, but you have to have a little bit of metal there too, right? Yeah, you have to.
Well, it's 49% fear and 51%. bravery. That's all. And so you have to overcome that. You have to overcome that little hump that says, "Oh my God, there's 500 people in the audience, and I'm going to sing to these people." So, so you get to sing. And the great thing about this, these shows with the Oldies But Goodies are, we also do walk-on ads, which are either singing or skits, which are, you know, technically comedy. You know, we get to do little bits. So, I mean, it's, there are also some people in the show that do a little dancing. So you get, you know, singing, dancing, and comedy. I mean, it's a variety. If you remember the old variety shows of the 60s and 70s, it's more like one of those.
Right.
You know, than it is just straight up singing. So, and, you know, there's a lot going on. It's excellent. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I've been to the shows, and I think, you know, it certainly is an event. You're going there, you're expecting that kind of craziness and silliness, right, to a certain extent. You're seeing people that you know. They're up there, you know, singing their heart out. You get the walk-on ads, which are goofy, but they're fun, you know, and, right. And like you said, it becomes a full event. Tell me about how long it takes to put something like this together. It happens every year, right? So there must be a time, just like every organization has to make this stuff. You know, the gears start turning, and you start deciding what the theme of the year is going to be, and who's going to be in it, I assume, and what songs are going to be played, and things. Describe that process for me.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the planning probably starts like day after the show, with really trying to throw around ideas. But I think probably around between March, April, right around that area is when you know, Peggy and the team get together to really plan on, all right, what's the theme of the show going to be? They begin to reach out to the show members to kind of say, all right, what songs would you be interested in? And, you know, send me a list of songs. So we're communicating, you know, then. And then we start our rehearsals right around September. And then we rehearse, you know, once a week during, you know, September, October, and then November. And then that week of the show is our kind of our three dress rehearsals where we just kind of, you know, work on the staging, the lighting, the microphones, all those types of things. We usually do that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We take the Thursday to take a breath, and then we have the show Friday and Saturday. When we started this, we did two shows a year, and it was 3 weeks in the month, right?
So two completely different send-up shows.
Oh, wow.
But how many different performances of each show?
Yeah, we would do on average about three per week.
Wow.
You know, but you know, you have to come, you have to start to realize, you know, what, you know, you don't want to do too much to where you kind of saturate. You don't really make the money that you want to make for the charity. So
it needs to be a special thing or a special occasion that people come out to.
You know, and you talk about a show that on average, raises in a weekend about $10,000 for a charity.
Wow.
You know, that's not nothing to sneeze at.
It is nothing to sneeze at, sure. For any nonprofit organization, anyone listening who's ever had to raise funds for something, I can totally identify with that. And every dollar is just so important. And to have one weekend that brings in that kind of money for an organization, so valuable.
Yeah.
And so how many people are involved with this? And you obviously mentioned, you know, directing. I heard sets and, you know, backstage sound, everything like this. This is not just a handful of people putting this together. Talk about that.
It's probably close to 30. I mean, there are 20-plus performers, singers, dancers, you know, director, like you said, sound people. We'll have lighting people also. So there's, probably about, I would say, 30 people during the planning process.
Yeah.
And like Charles says, it definitely starts the day after the show. I'm sure that there are people that already have ideas for next year's show.
Yeah.
And then it germinates from there. It you know, it grows into one person has an idea, several people have an idea, like Charles said, and, you know, people get together, and then we all get together, and then the emails start coming out, and then the, you know, what do you think of this? And you get to choose, in a lot of cases, the song that fits your voice and fits the theme of the show.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. I was wondering if people bring those ideas in themselves. They say, you know, I'm really good at singing this one song. I like this artist, or that's right in my range or whatever. And do you demo that during the rehearsals? How does that work?
That absolutely works that way. There are songs that need to be in the show, we'll say. And then there are songs where a lot of the performers, and I've done it myself, this is only my second year with the group, but I'll be singing a song that I sing at karaoke on a regular basis and enjoy singing it, and that is how it works. You get to be comfortable.
Right.
You get to sing something that's you know, mostly in your vocal range. I'll say that sometimes you can try to stretch it out, but you know, you get to be comfortable, and you have to be comfortable on stage. Like you were saying before, you got to sing it in front of a bunch of people. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't want to sing something that's totally foreign to me. So,
right. We're talking about the Oldies But Goodies show here this morning on Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR FM. And that show is happening on Friday, November 15th, and Saturday, November 16th in the evening. The doors open at 6:30 each of those nights, and the show starts at 7. The proceeds this year will benefit Unico Pittsfield, and we'll talk a lot more about Unico as the show goes on here this morning. And the folks we're talking with, if you're listening on the radio, we've got Fran Marinero, Dennis Wixom, and Charles Redd here in the studio this morning. So you mentioned the rehearsals. I would imagine the whole show kind of starts to take shape. You're starting, and, you know, as Charles said, the day after the last one to start putting it together. I can imagine. But, you know, I've heard the same thing from people like the 4th of July parade. Whenever I've interviewed them, they've said the same thing. Well, you know, as soon as we get done with one parade, we're right back on talking about next year's theme and, you know, getting ideas going and stuff. I can't imagine. There's got to be a little downtime. Because I'm sure it's an exhausting process, but is that when you start to actually get together in person? Is that when the show kind of starts to take shape? When you're I'm going to have a question about the COVID years also, but talk about how getting together in person and working some of the songs out together makes a difference. Charles first.
We're looking at each other.
Yeah. Right. You know, it's interesting because really it's we have like a small team that really gets together to really kind of hash out the show. You know, looking at group numbers, looking at the themes, what types of songs we would like to have. You know, so they really get together in that group around a dining room table, and then they reach out to the kind of to the rest of the team to say, hey, all right, this is what we're thinking about. This is our theme. Mm-hmm. You know, send us 5 songs that you'd be interested in singing.
Okay.
You know, which, you know, I think works out great. I think one of the things I want to mention too is this, what I love about this show is everybody gets an opportunity to do something.
Mm.
A lot of times with a lot of shows, you have to audition and, you know, and it may be you're a backup maybe, but everybody has an opportunity in this show to do something that maybe they might not have had a chance to do at another show. So, I think that people recognize that, they see when they come to the show how much fun we're having. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they really get pulled into that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what makes it's so great. It's just like we're up there. We do this show in an empty auditorium. We would do it in an empty auditorium. But obviously that's not going to be helpful to the charity.
Yeah, it's not going to raise a lot of money that way.
But that's how much we love doing it. We would just do it. And I think people see that. And that's why we get people coming from New York State and other mm-hmm. places to come see our shows every year.
Yeah. You'd mentioned the talent before, too. And I know having seen some of the shows that you do get blown away by some of the voices up there. When you hear it and you're like, oh my goodness, I was not expecting that, you know? How do you find people with that kind of talent? Do they just come to you? Do you have to go find them? And how long have some of these folks been around doing it? Charles mentioned 2001 is his first one. So that's by itself, you know, 23 years. That's a long time to be involved doing this. Well, I bet there's a few others like that too.
Well, there's quite a few people that have been doing it for forever. I think everybody, again, you know, in the singing world, we'll call it, the karaoke entertainment people in bands that are singers kind of all know each other. It's a gravitational pull, if you will. And so it's a mutual thing. Like you reach out to somebody and ask them if they want to be in the show, like I was asked to be in the show, or they'll ask to be in the show. They'll put in an inquiry. They'll know somebody who's in the cast and mm-hmm. say, gee, I really would like to, you know, sing a song. And it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, we'd love to have you in the in the cast. So,
Tell me about this year's theme, because we haven't really spoken about that yet. I've got it right here in the poster. It says, we're a little bit country, we're a little more rock and roll. How did you come up with that? And what does it mean in terms of the songs that people will hear?
Well, I didn't come up with it, it's a mix. Obviously, from the title, it's a mix of rock and roll and country songs. Mm-hmm. Probably a little bit more rock and roll than country, but it's a you know, it's a variety of songs, mm-hmm. and there's songs that we chose that people can sing and people will will enjoy. I mean, because obviously that's what we're there for, is to entertain the people, and the most important thing, of course, is to bring in the money for Unico. So yeah, we have a good time with that. And as Charles was saying earlier, and I wanted to reiterate that, is we enjoy this. We have fun doing this. It's a lot of work. Most people have full-time jobs. They still show up for all these extra. and Charles had mentioned we have one rehearsal a week. That's basically one formal rehearsal. Mm. And then people get together also to do practice their songs, do skits on the, you know, you go to people's houses or another location. And a smaller group of people who are involved in a particular number will get together and spend time, you know, perfecting that song mm-hmm. or perfecting that skit. So we obviously enjoy that, and it comes across on stage that we enjoy it, and it does draw the audience in, and they're more entertained by that, because if we're enjoying it, they're going to enjoy it. So.
Yeah, and I think if you reckon, you probably recognize the title of that song. I know none of us are old enough to remember the Donnie and Marie show.
Well, maybe not all of us. Some of us might remember.
But that was the thing that they did in their show, where she would sing the country and he would sing the kind of the rock and roll. So I think that really came from that. You know, like that theme came from the kind of the Donnie and Marie show. So,
you know, Sean, one of the things that I see as just on the outside looking in, and I've only been around it for a year, is that as Dennis said, the fun. You can see it. Mm-hmm. I go out there and weekly to the rehearsal to connect with them and ticket sales and all that stuff. But you can see the group having a lot of fun. Organization. You know, and I'll say her name too, because she does a great job. But Peggy does a great job organizing. But everybody around her is excited. They're there to have, you know, have fun. But there's also a great deal of talent that just keeps giving. I mean, they you can see that every year they want to be a part of this piece, and that's what sustains it for so many years. Because something like that can't exist that long with that many people if they're not having fun and they're not creating a good product for the community to raise money.
Yeah. And I think that's some of what's missing these days, right? Go back a generation or two, and people got together and did things like this, together for a common purpose. And it was not only that they achieved some goal, but they also had fun, and they fraternized, and they got together. It was different, and in the last few years, that's been, I think, more and more difficult in a lot of ways. And it kind of leads me to the question about the COVID years. I mean, how did the Oldies But Goodies show deal with that? It was a tough time. You couldn't have public performances, and people didn't feel comfortable being together, being close, what the closeness that it takes to pull off a show like this. What was that like?
It was difficult because we didn't, 2020, 2021, we didn't have a show, and just trying to keep in contact and keep in touch, and just kind of hoping that, when this all kind of hopefully clears up, will we still have the interest? Will we still be able to, do these shows? And by the grace of God, I believe that, we really, right when it came time that we could start doing these shows again, we were blessed that majority of people came back. We started rehearsing. We had that first show. It was for the parade committee, and we filled that auditorium both both days. So, I just believe it's a blessing to do this. I could be places. I could be singing somewhere. I could be doing things with my voice. But there's nothing greater than being able to do what we do, and then give back. Have fun. Do what we love, but we give back to people that are in need, and there's no greater gift than that.
It's a good feeling. And people have maybe lost that in some way, so it's nice to see that the flame is still alive, if you will, right? Talking about the Oldies But Goodies show here this morning on 89.7 WTBR-FM's Morning Drive, and we've got Charles Redd, Dennis Wixom, and Fran Marinaro talking with us here in the studio this morning. This is all benefiting Unico Pittsfield. We're going to talk more about that. The COVID year is probably tough even on a group like Unico, right? Trying to do the right thing, trying to raise money for organizations in a difficult time period, and that has eased up, I would imagine, a little bit in the last couple years, Fran?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a few years back. We were having meetings by Zoom and things of that nature. Obviously, fundraising wasn't happening. The things that we took for granted, like all of us, were difficult to accomplish. And as a result, the good thing is that Unico, the money that we've raised over the years, we could still use and give back to some of the people that are in need, and I can go into that a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it was difficult times. Mm-hmm. Difficult times.
Yeah. But again, good to see as we're here in 2024, things have opened up again, and people feel much more comfortable coming out to shows. And boy, have they been! What were the some of the attendance like in the last couple of years for the Oldies But Goodies show? The one I went to was pretty packed.
Yeah,
just last year or the year before.
I'd be hard pressed to tell you the exact number, so I don't want to just throw out a number.
but the auditorium at Wacona High School seats about 500 people.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
We probably going to have how many? Do you print out tickets for the whole?
We print out 500 tickets for each night. As you said, that's the capacity. And last year, there were a spattering of seats. The place was full. And that night, people poured in. This was my first year, so I didn't know what to expect, and I was in awe. It was the energy in the room and the excitement and the families that were coming in to see it, because it was a family. Mm-hmm, it's kind of a family night too.
Yeah.
And it was really remarkable.
Yeah. It's really a real event too, because you get to see people either in the community or friends of friends and stuff like that. And it's everyone's sort of cheering each other on. And again, we're going to talk about the songs. I want to know the songs that you two are going to be singing this year. You probably not gonna let that out.
I've been sworn to secrecy. I've let a few things slip out. I've been told under penalty.
Oh, that can't let it out.
All right. Sean, please don't ask me to sing. Okay?
Well, maybe we can ask about the songs that you've sang past shows. How about that? We'll talk about that, and then we'll keep an air of mystery for this show. We are coming up to that top of the hour break that we always take here on the show, so we're gonna do that right now and get right back to our conversation in just a moment with the Oldies But Goodies folks here, Fran Marinaro from Unico, Dennis Wixom, and Charles Redd. I want to thank you all for being here this morning, and we'll do it again in the second half of the show. First, let's go to our break, and we will be right back after this. This is 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio. Back in a moment.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
What's going on here?
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
For over four decades, Berkshire AHEC has been serving the health education needs of Berkshire County. We offer Massachusetts food allergen training, the Berkshire AHEC Health Scholars Program at BCC, medical interpreter training, continuing education for healthcare professionals, and the Tobacco-Free Community Partnership. For more information, visit berkshireahec.org and find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions. Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screeners. Customized solutions available online at Sundrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to the program here, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. This is Morning Drive, and welcome to the program. So glad to have you aboard for the show today, and we are live as we are on Thursday and Friday mornings here from our WTBR studio. We have the Oldies But Goodies show, and talking about all the things that go into making that show a thing. It's a big thing. It's fun. And it's happening. It's coming right up, actually. It's on Friday, November 15th, Saturday, November 16th over at Wakona Regional High School over in Dalton. And this year's proceeds to benefit Unico Pittsfield. The doors will open at 6:30. Show starts at 7 o'clock. And the theme this year is we're a little bit country and a little more rock and roll. That is our theme. So looking forward to seeing that show for sure this year. Right now, we'll just do a quick hit of the weather again and see what's in store for us, and we'll come right back to the conversation with the Oldies But Goodies crew in just a minute. Here we go.
Berkshire weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy with isolated showers this morning, then mostly sunny this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain 20%. Tonight, mostly clear. Much cooler with lows in the mid-30s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, sunny. Scattered showers in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. Temperature falling into the upper 40s in the afternoon. West wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Chance of rain 30%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
It's going to have kind of a nice day out there today. You notice as you're waking up and checking out the outdoors that it's already pretty warm. I know on my drive in it was in the mid to upper 50s already, and so we're going to see a little bit of rain possibly, but otherwise sunny today. That's going to be a nice day. Enjoy that. All right, welcome back to the show here on Morning Drive, the Oldies but Goodies show with my guests here in the studio, Fran Marinaro, Charles Redd, Dennis Wixom. Thanks, gentlemen, again for being here and talking about this this morning. Let's chat a little bit about Unico, because we didn't do a lot of that in the first half. Fran, how long have you been involved with the Unico organization?
Geez, probably as long as Charles has been involved with the Oldies. I think it, you know, I can't remember the time, but it's all 20 plus years. Mm. Yeah. And Unico has been a staple in the Berkshires for quite some time, as many of you know. It's an Italian-American organization. It's part of a national organization. But as I said to you earlier, Sean, everything we raise is kept right here in the Berkshires. Mm. Unico, as many people ask, and I always have to kind of remind myself, Unico stands for unity, neighborliness, integrity, charity, and opportunity. And the motto is service above self. It's Like the Oldie Show, we have a lot of fun. There's a group of us of about I think the membership right now is right around 100 people, and we have mostly, we have members that range from, you know, early 20s to you know, late 80s, mm-hmm. You know, and they spend a lot of time. All of them, like you guys, the singing you do, everybody has their niche, mm-hmm. and what they do, and we've always been noted for the dinners that we put together and the cooking that we do. Mm-hmm. But even that is a fun mm-hmm. piece.
How many dinners do you do a year?
It ranges, you know. I don't know if I could give you an actual number, but there was a time, like you mentioned about COVID, that we couldn't do them anymore.
Sure.
You know, we couldn't do them, and so as a result of losing a couple years of those, we started picking them up again now. Mm-hmm. You know, there's different organizations that we cook for, and we probably do 10 or 12 a year. Yep. That may not even be that accurate, but
that's still a good number of of events, right?
Yeah.
And to pull that many people together, you know, for that common cause. But like you said, they all have their strengths, right? Their gifts that they give, and you sort of they fall into that, and they know what they do, and that's what how the engine turns.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. no doubt. And the money we raise, I'll give you a little example. Mm. We do a wine tasting. Our big fundraisers are wine tasting. Our golf tournament is obviously our big event.
Yeah.
The money we raise in the community goes towards scholarships, mm-hmm. and much of what, and so many other things. But much of what we do is to assist families that are hit with hardships. Issues like, you know, serious medical health mm-hmm. issues that require spending and trying to get themselves to Boston for treatments and mm-hmm. things of that nature. We do coat drives, and each year there's a group of Unicans, and I say this, there's an influx of over the last several years, the women in the group have become such an asset and work so hand in hand. I mean, they all work so closely, but they like you were talking earlier about the different songs, and I said mm-hmm. it, everybody has their own niche. Mm-hmm. And there's coat drives, there's sock and pajama drives, and different things, food drives, and every month we have meetings every month, and at those meetings It's a dinner meeting. So we go from restaurant to restaurant. A lot of our meetings are at the Italian American Club, mm-hmm. and they put on a great meal. And people show up with their canned goods or coats or whatever they donate, that whatever the month the theme is, mm-hmm. so to speak. But the community is one of the things I will say is that our community is like no other. Mm. You know, for those of us that have grown up in Pittsfield, in the Berkshires, you know how committed this community is. We can't do the things we do if we can't bring these people out. And they embrace not only Unicobe and the oldies, but so many other things. Mm. Working in this community for many years in the social service network and the court system, I see it firsthand. Mm-hmm. The people that are willing to put their beer down and come out of the stands to help out, and it's a wonderful mm-hmm. thing. And Unico's a great organization, hand in hand with the oldies, which is also I'm finding it's such a cool and energetic and creative organization.
Well, I think that's true about this community, and that's one thing I've gotten to do by hosting this show on an occasional basis like I do, is that I hear about all the great things that go on and people pulling together to, for a common cause or to help other people. And it really is a really strong fabric of that community here in the Berkshires and in Pittsfield. So it gives you hope, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. Let's go back to the oldies for a moment and talk about the music, because I know that that is obviously one of the big things that people are going to come. They want an evening of entertainment. It's going to be fun. It's going to be silly. It's going to be musical. It's going to be, fraternal. You're going to get people together and enjoy an event together. But the music is really the key to everything, right? Without giving away the songs that we're going to hear this year, Charles, what songs have you sung in the past on the show?
I will tell you, what I could say is probably one of my favorite kind of moments mm-hmm. in the older shows. My first year, I did Ain't Too Proud to Beg by the Temptations, mm-hmm. and then I did Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman. And I think why that song has such a special place in my heart is I had started kind of this tradition where I'd go out and sing to somebody in the audience. Hmm. And, it was one particular performance I did, and I went out and I sang to a woman in the audience who was kind of going through chemo and everything. Mm. And, not a time goes by since then that I've kind of run into this woman and she remembers that.
No kidding.
Right. Wow. And for me, what it taught me was in that 3 minutes of time, and really in those 2 hours of time that we do this show, we give people a chance to kind of just not think about anything else, but just come in and having fun and hearing mm-hmm. great music. So, that moment really taught me, really the importance of what we do. Mm-hmm. And it's really why I continue to do it year after year after year, even when sometimes I'm like, oh, I can't do this anymore, because it's work. It's work, right? Just knowing, what we are able to do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we don't even realize what our money is doing for people. Remembering those moments and knowing how important it is. So, for anything, that one song is always going to have like a special place for me.
Yeah. Do you feel it's important to try and stretch yourself to get a song that maybe isn't a perfect fit for you, but you can make it work?
Sometimes, in the beginning, a lot of times, they would come to you and say, you're going to do, we have these two numbers for you. Mm. So there was times when I had to sing some things that normally I wouldn't felt were songs I would sing.
Yeah. And did you make it work?
Was yeah. I think the oldies really broadened my music horizons, yeah. really. I think I'm a better singer for it. I think my voice has grown over the last 23 years. Mm. So, when you're doing something that you love to do and you enjoy doing it, it's the greatest thing.
Yeah. How often do you sing other times? You keep that voice well oiled.
I sing all the time. Yeah. You do every once in a while. You go out and do karaoke and stuff like that. And it's just every once in a while I get to. My daughter's in a band, and every once in a while from there, she'll have me come up and do a song. And but for the most part, most of my singing happens, every year with the oldies and in my car driving down the road.
See, I'm just singing in the shower. And the only one that can complain is the cat.
It's you have dreams. And of what you want to do. First time I ever sang, I got to sing to Governor Dukakis, 1976, for a Christmas program, Silent Night. It was the first time I sang in front of people. Mm. And from there, you have these desires, you want to be a singer, but it didn't happen for me in a way probably I wanted it to. But this, I would take this over anything now, mm-hmm. because, again, making a difference is really what it's about for me.
How about you, Dennis? What kind of songs do you like to sing, and which ones have you sung in the past?
In last year's show, I sang Sister Golden Hair by America and Amy by Pure Prairie League.
Okay.
That's definitely definitely my kind of music.
Yeah.
This year, I can't tell you. I will sing an Elvis song this year. That's okay. What I'll say. And I'll also sing... To stretch the music limit for the oldies but goodies, I'll sing a Toby Keith song in the country part of the show.
Is there a limit for the oldies in terms of the genre? Because obviously I think of the oldies but goodies show would be a 50s, 60s, maybe early 70s show. But I realized when I went to see it that you have stretched that limit a little. And there are newer 80s songs in there as well. So talk about that.
There's no hard line. I don't think there's a hard line. Again,
just good songs, right?
Right. I mean, for instance, the Toby Keith song I'm singing is more than 20 years old. Mm. So, I mean,
still
some
qualifies,
people,
right?
Some people at certain ages will call those oldies. Yes. So, I mean, it still fits into that category. Yeah. So
there are people definitely calling the early 2000s now oldies, and that'll put a little perspective in your head, right?
Yeah. It's classic, isn't it? Now?
That's
it's
right.
A classic instead.
And to talk about stretching, I did Music of the Night from Phantom of the Opera at one of the oldie shows. in which then proceeded to have my wife's grandfather, after that performance, he went and purchased the Phantom of the Opera CDs, and before he died, I found out that he would listen to that every night. He would listen to that, so again, you just don't know how something that you do is going to touch somebody.
I would think that's true, especially of the money that the show raises as well, because you're putting it out there in the world, right? And Fran, this from working with Unico. You're giving someone a scholarship, or you're helping someone get to a hospital in Boston or something. But a lot of times, you don't know what that money's doing, what good it's doing, and I assume sometimes you get some feedback on that, but it's never 100%, right? You just know that you're putting it out there and it's doing good.
Listening to Charles tell that story was very rewarding. That was very interesting and really what it's all about. So yes, so many times you see the looks on people's faces, and the things that we're able to do may seem to be run of the mill for what we do at times, but it touches people in a way that you can't imagine until they tell you or you see it.
Let's talk about the unsung heroes for a bit, and that would be, folks like your director or your technical people, the people putting the sets together, bringing them on stage, the sound people, things like that. How about a few shout-outs for those folks?
Yeah. A good friend of mine and somebody probably been working with since the beginning, and probably a lot of people out there know John Williams. Mm-hmm. And, again, he probably would be... He really want people to talk about him.
That's right, I know.
But, when you do great things in a community, you have to accept the fact that people are going to talk about you. and accept the fact that you make a difference and you contribute. You know, John and I are part of the same church, and you know, him, my, our wives are friends, and but I got to know him when I started church, right? And I couldn't believe all of the things that he does and all the time that he puts in to really support the community. So, and but John Williams has, as Peggy would say, has been making us sound good since 2001. you know, you know, Charlie Parisi, who does our lights for every show, you know, and then we've had people from all, you know, all over the place, kind of doing backstage. It really depends on, you know, who we're raising money for. Mm-hmm. But you know, for our lighting and our sound, Charlie and John have really been the staples for the show for a really long time.
Yeah, and it does take quite a bit of work. I'm sure that those rehearsals all throughout the fall. You're also thinking about the staging, because there is some staging, some sets, materials, furniture, things like that, props that have to happen. You talk about the walk-on ads that you've done, and obviously someone needs to secure those, right? Find the companies that will support it. I don't see why they wouldn't, because it's a great thing, and they get to be a part of this wonderful thing and kind of a, you know, a fun way. Also, it's one thing to put an ad in a program or a brochure or something, and that's good. We want companies to be able to do that too. But then this is kind of a unique thing, right? To be able to help it that way.
You know, yeah. Sean, let me just step in there, and also an observation is that, you know, one of the things that is a tough thing is to raise the money, to go out there and mm-hmm. sell the tickets and to go out there and get the advertisements. Well, the beauty of this relationship is that, you know, we'll do some of the ticket sales through Unico, but these guys do almost all of it. They solicit the ads, they sell the tickets, they get the raffle prizes. It's really remarkable, the energy and the excitement and the commitment that they give to this show. It's so organic and so genuine, you know.
And as people are maybe just tuning into the show, if you weren't listening at the very beginning, we are talking about the Oldies But Goodies show, which is happening on Friday, November 15th, Saturday, November 16th at Wakona Regional High School in Dalton. And the tickets are on sale, so we mentioned that. We won't say what the price is, but it's very reasonable. How do people get a hold of tickets? We want to say that right now. Go ahead.
They can get the tickets at Elm Street Hardware, obviously on Elm Street, and Wood Brothers out in Coatesville have tickets for sale.
And people can get the tickets the night of the show,
as well,
I assume.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Although I'll bet it fills up.
And from right? any cast member also, you can contact, if you know who we are, mm-hmm. or if you know somebody that's in the show, you can contact them you know, through social media or however you're going to contact them, and we'll definitely get you the tickets.
Is there an email or a website or a Facebook, anything like that you'd like to get out there for people to connect? Or it's best just to do the Elm Street Hardware?
Yeah, yeah, I think that's the best way. Unico does have it on its website, and if I could have Unico's website right in front of me, I would. But
that's what the Google machine is for.
You'll find it. Excuse me.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Just so you know, sometimes it's the hardest thing to do is to kind of mention names, because you always feel like you're going to forget someone, right?
Yeah.
I would just say this, that every single person that's involved in this show, whether they be up front and on stage or behind stage or selling tickets or selling, you know, items out or collect or even getting a lot of our money comes also from a lot of these raffle prizes and gifts that we get. You know, it really takes a team.
Sure.
We've been so fortunate that we've had a collection of people that have these gifts and talents outside of just on stage that have really kept this group alive for so many years. So I just want to let all my friends know, all of you are important to what we do. And you really are the key driver to the success of the Oldies. And we've been around for 23 years, and a lot of shows can say that.
For sure. I go ahead, Dennis.
Oh, I just also wanted to mention, on top of that, the reason that we're here is to give money to charity. And Unico is a fantastic charity. This is my second year, like I said. I know it's also Fran's second year, and I've known Fran for a long time. And easy to work with, And, you know, he kind of downplays his role, but he's very important. He says, oh, I show up once a week. He organizes everything. The fact of the matter is, I'm scatterbrained when it comes to money and sales, but we get all this information into him, and he sits there every night with his books and his pen, and he makes sure that everything is, you know, hunky-dory, and we've got the right number of tickets, and he's got the right amount of money. And so he's very easy to work with, easy to get along with, and the charity is just, you know, you can tell they appreciate us. Last year, they invited us to one of their monthly dinners and stood up and gave us a round of applause. I mean, you know that they really are sincere about this, and they're just a great charity. I can't say enough about Unico and Fran Marinaro. So,
well, and a real shout out to the people that do to your points, the advertisements that come in, the businesses in the community that donate. As we talked about earlier, Sean, that's our community.
Yeah.
They step up and they give, and they always give.
Yep. And that's why it's important to support local businesses, you know, as much as you can. Here we got the holiday season coming up, and maybe give that a thought, that these are the businesses that are supporting organizations and events like this, and charities like Unico and organizations like the Oldies. Without those small businesses, without the mom and pops, basically, you know, you're not going to have this level of support. I think everybody in the fundraising community and nonprofits understand that, right? It's really the foundation, the basis for it. So consider that when you're out there making purchases this year. Maybe not do it online, at least maybe a couple of things, right? Think about that. Let's talk about the sort of the atmosphere, if you will, of that opening night. When all the rehearsals are done, all the songs have been chosen, all the singers are ready, the ads have been prepared, all the props are in place, right? And the opening night feeling, what is it like there during that time?
Well, in my experience, opening night is like getting ready for a ski run. You're at the top of the mountain, you're all excited, you have no idea what's coming up, but you know you've prepared for it, you know you're ready for it, and you start going down, and it goes by for us. It goes by very quickly.
I can't imagine.
After, you know, months of rehearsals and all the work that we put in, it zooms right by. But opening night is it's great anticipation. You're very excited. You're also nervous, obviously, because you have to perform. But when you see those people out there and the first round of applause comes up, you know, and everybody's laughing at the skits, it's just a really, really great feeling. And like Charles keeps reiterating, the fact of the matter is we're doing it for a good reason, and it's a good feeling for us, so that we get that combination.
Yeah,
it's not just a performance. It's a performance to benefit our community.
Yeah. Yeah. Charles, you've seen a few opening nights. What's it like for you?
Yeah, I think for me now, you know, we've been doing it for so long, is I just pray. I want the audience. We survive and we're successful based on the support of the community. And again, like I said before, we have been so blessed to have that support year after year after year. So for me, it's to have a good audience, to have people out there, because then I know that we've accomplished our goal. We got them there, right? They already paid their ticket.
Right.
So even if we stink, we still got their money. I'm just kidding. But, you know, it just, for me, it's just seeing those familiar faces at the end of the show of people that have come year after year and they're talking to you and saying how much, you know, they enjoyed the show and they appreciate what we're doing. And, you know, for me, that's the thing I get most nervous about. I just want to make sure that we have that audience there to accomplish the thing that we're trying to accomplish. Yeah.
And it's a real atmosphere too. I know you walk in and you've got all the tables, you know, all the raffle items. You got people wandering around. You see people that you know, that are there. And from an audience perspective, it's a lot of fun. And again, you know, maybe I don't get out much, but when I do, I go see the Oldies But Goodies show. And so I think everybody ought to consider that as well. It's coming right up. Again, we'll mention it's Friday and Saturday, the 15th and 16th of this month. It's just a week and a half away, right? Ish, somewhere in that range. Wacona High School in Dalton. And tickets are available now. I hear you can get them at Elm Street Hardware or by talking to any of the cast members. Use your Google machine to find out more.
Wood Brothers.
Wood Brothers. Thank you. Yep, Wood Brothers. And everybody knows where that is. So nice and easy to find. And you will certainly enjoy that. It's been great having all three of you here. We're almost out of time, believe it or not. Fran Marinaro, Charles Redd, and Dennis Wixom, thank you all, gentlemen, so much for being here this morning and talking about the Oldies But Goodies show and Unico and all the great things that are going on.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having us.
Appreciate you. Outstanding.
Hope you get a huge crowd, and I hope everybody enjoys, and the opening night jitters will go away real quick, right?
We'll see you there.
Sounds good. Yeah. All right, everybody, have a great day, and we will see you again live tomorrow morning here on Morning Drive. Take care.